In Orange, Massachusetts, a man originally from England is counting the days before he gets a surgery that could greatly improve his life. But it may or may not happen before he has to leave the country. How he got to Western Mass is a story of abuse, celebrity, and Skype. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman has his story.
Paul Mason has a solid list of things that attract him to his fiancée, Rebecca Mountain. Here's a start.
She's very open. She drives me on. She never gives up.
And Rebecca?
He doesn't mind talking about his feelings. He doesn't mind talking about his situation, his past. And I think that when someone can be that open and honest with you, it sets sort of the stage for a level of trust.
Rebecca's 41, Paul's 54, and they share a love of animals and making things with their hands. She builds habitats for cats. He makes jewelry. Paul is from Ipswich, England. He used to deliver mail for the Royal Post. And like Rebecca, when he was younger, he dated a fair amount. And up until recently.
Please welcome the former fattest man in the world, Paul Mason.
Thank you for being with me.
Thank you. So You were weighing almost how much?
980 pounds.
Almost 1,000 pounds.
Yes.
Would you stand up and show us how much weight you've lost?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is, of course, Barbara Walters, host of ABC's The View. In 2014, when Paul appeared on the show with Rebecca, he was down almost 600 pounds. In England, he'd had gastric bypass surgery that was paid for by the National Health System. Before the operation, he was eating 20,000 calories a day and dependent on caretakers. And he knew he was going to die within a few years from the burden on his body. Paul got into therapy, and he says he finally spoke about the aunt who molested him as a child and his abusive father.
He learned a lot of his parenting skills from being in the army, in the British Army. And his idea of discipline was just, you know, a good sort of left hand or something. You know, we weren't allowed to express ourselves or get annoyed or anything. I was burying everything what's going on.
When Paul was close to 1,000 pounds, the British tabloids had a field day with him. He became the subject of a couple of documentaries. Despite ridicule, the exposure led to some good things. Around 2009, Rebecca happened to see one of those movies. She says she felt some kind of connection to Paul.
Not like a personal connection, but just an empathetic connection. And then years went by, and I just stumbled across an update online about Paul, that he managed to get the gastric bypass surgery, which is what he had been striving for like 10 years.
She saw that he'd gotten the gastric bypass surgery, so in 2013, she wrote to him.
She explained in email why she sort of reached out to me and wanted to help, you know, to get this loose skin removed and how I was and how, you know, my life has changed.
Since last December, Paul and Rebecca have lived together in her tiny little home in Orange, Massachusetts. They still have many hurdles to overcome before they say they can get married. Outside of their home in Orange, Paul uses a wheelchair to get around. The 100 pounds of skin left over from his weight loss are debilitating. They sometimes tear, and he gets frequent infections. In the past few months, Paul's been on heavy doses of antibiotics. It will take at least 2 operations to remove the skin. Emily Nagoski has done extensive research about relationships and sexuality, and she's the author of A Scientific Guide to Successful Relationships. She says in their relationship, Paul and Rebecca have managed a lot already.
So there's the physical distance to begin with. There's the having to address physical health issues before you're ready to be in a relationship. And then there's the sort of social judgment piece of people wondering why you're in this relationship when there are so many barriers.
Ann Nagoski says those barriers that could have kept Rebecca and Paul apart could also be what brings them closer together.
And when you cross one hurdle and make more of a connection and are rewarded after you cross that hurdle with a stronger connection that feels really rewarding and good, and then another barrier comes up, you want to cross that barrier too.
Paul and Rebecca have some help with the next barrier. A top plastic surgeon in New York City has volunteered her time to perform the skin removal operations, and Barbara Walters got The View to cover hospital fees. But related expenses like transportation and medication, unclear how they'll be paid for. Surgery is scheduled for the end of April. Paul has to be healthy or it's delayed. The worst-case scenario, his medical visa runs out before the operation, and he says he'd have to return to England. At the same time, Paul and Rebecca already started coming up with a playlist for their wedding. Both agree on the Pet Shop Boys. Tenor Mario Lanza, Rebecca says, no way. Not a deal-breaker, though. Just a hurdle of the most minute kind. For Here and Now, I'm Jill Kaufman.